I pray thee, good Camillo, be no more importunate. 'Tis a sickness denying thee anything.
A death, you grant this.
It is 15 years since I saw my country, although I have for the most part been aired abroad. I desire to lay my bones there. Besides, the penitent king my master hath sent for me, to whose feeling sorrows I might be some allay, or I all weaned to think so, which is another spur to my departure.
As thou lovest me, Camillo, wipe not out the rest of thy services by leaving me now. The need I have of thee, thine own goodness hath made. Better not to have had thee than thus to want thee. Thou, having made me businesses which none without thee can sufficiently manage, must either stay to execute them thyself, or take away with thee the very services thou hast done, which, if I have not enough considered, as too much I cannot, to be more thankful to thee shall be my study, and my profit therein the heaping of friendships. Of that fatal country, Sicilia, prithee speak no more, whose very naming punishes me with the remembrance of that penitent, as thou callest him, and reconciled king, my brother, whose loss of his most precious queen and children are even now to be afresh lamented. Say to me, when sawest thou the Prince Florizel, my son? Kings are no less unhappy, their issue not being gracious, than they are in losing them when they have approved their virtues.
Sir, it's 3 days since I saw the prince. What his happier affairs may be are unknown to me. But I have missingly noted he is of late much retired from court and is less frequent to his princely exercises than formerly he hath appeared.
I have considered so much, Camillo, and with some care, so far that I have eyes under my service which look upon his removedness, from whom I have this intelligence, that he is seldom from the house of a most homely shepherd. A man, they say, that from very nothing and beyond the imagination of his neighbors is grown into an unspeakable estate.
I have heard, sir, of such a man, who hath a daughter of most rare note. The report of her is extended more than can be thought to begin from such a cottage.
That's likewise part of my intelligence. But, I fear, the angle that plucks our son thither. Thou shalt accompany us to the place, where we will, not appearing what we are, have some question with the shepherd, from whose simplicity I think it not uneasy to get the cause of my son's resort thither. Prithee, be my present partner in this business, and lay aside the thoughts of Sicilia.
I willingly obey your command.
My best Camillo, we must disguise ourselves.